95.9 WATD. Here's Dan McCready in the newsroom.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Audrey. We're continuing to follow this ongoing situation with a double homicide in Marshfield. WATD's Lenny Rowe and Ed Perry are at the scene of a press conference. We go to them now.
At about 9:19 p.m., Marshfield Police received a call for a well-being check at 75 Gotham Hill Drive here in Marshfield. Upon arrival, officers discovered the bodies of a male and a female with obvious signs of trauma, and they were determined to be deceased. The victims were identified as the homeowners, a married couple, Carl Mattson, 70 years old, and his wife, Vicki Mattson, who would have turned 71 years old today. Both of the victims were stabbed and bludgeoned to death. The medical examiner has accepted jurisdiction and will determine the manner and cause of the death at a later time. The Massachusetts State Police and the Marshfield Police have been working on this since last evening. As a result of that, we've issued a BOLO, be on the lookout for an individual by the name of Christopher Keeley, K-E-E-L-E-Y. A warrant for his arrest will be issued for homicide here in the town of Marshfield. He was 27 years of age. We'll be distributing this so that people can have that and we can get this out to the media. We're not sure how long he has been gone. We're going to wait for the manner and means. We'll also wait for the time as to the cause of death. Keeley was acquainted with the Mattsons. This does not appear to be a random act of violence. This appears to be a targeted attack against these two individuals. So the case is ongoing right now. It's in investigatory status. The individual that we're looking for right now, we consider him armed and dangerous. We do not consider him to be in the area right now. We will be working hard to locate him and to arrest him. Having said that, I'll ask Chief Tavares if he wants to say a couple of words.
Thank you. The only thing I'd like to add is that Christopher Keeley may have changed his appearance. He may have dyed his hair red. We're not entirely sure yet. He also goes by the nickname of Crispy. So just asking the general public, if you have any idea where he could be, please call 911 and report it to us. Thank you.
And Colonel Mason will also say a couple words.
Thank you. I'd just like to start with offering our condolences to the Mattson family and their circle of friends. It's certainly a sad day for them. I just want to assure you that the Massachusetts State Police is working very closely with the Marshfield Police Department, the Plymouth District Attorney's Office. We have considerable resources that we're bringing to bear on this investigation. We're currently at the scene on Gotham Hill Road. We're processing that scene for forensic evidence. And we have a number of investigators that are assigned to this investigation chasing down leads. And again, we ask that the public, if they have any information on the whereabouts of Mr. Keeley or his vehicle, that they phone that information in directly so that we can begin to follow up on those leads. Thank you.
What's the relationship between the victims and the suspect?
Well, they're acquainted, I'll put it that way at this point. There's been an ongoing acquaintance between these people.
Have been dead in their home.
Unclear at this point. I think we're going to wait for the medical examiner to make the determination as to when the cause of death occurred.
If they're acquainted, what would be the possible motive here? How did they know each other?
Well, they're acquainted. They know each other. So therefore, the motive here is something we have to find out. Right now, Keeley is out there. We believe he's an individual who, as the chief said, he's changed his appearance. We also believe there may be mental health issues, and those are things that have to be looked at. But for now, the important thing is getting the word out, getting his picture out, and getting him in custody so that he can we can deal with this in the appropriate fashion.
So did he break into the home, and if so, how?
That's the investigation just started. You know,
and what car would he be? What the description?
In the BOLO, this Jeep Wrangler. It has the description of the motor vehicle in there.
Do you have any ties to Marshfield or any other area around here?
I'm not sure what his... I know he's from the area, but I don't think he's from Marshfield.
Can you tell us what evidence you may have gotten from
him? No, I can't. Right now, the evidence is still being processed right now. So when we get the information, we'll be in a position at some point to talk about that.
Do we have any priors?
I'm not in a position to talk about his record, but he does have prior involvements with the court system, but I can't be specific about that.
Can you confirm that Jeep doesn't belong to the couple who was killed?
The Jeep, I do believe, belonged to the Mattson family, yes.
So basically he stole their vehicle?
I'm not going to say he stole whatever. I'm going to say at this point the vehicle was taken from the scene. And at this point now we're trying to find out where the vehicle is and where he is.
Where were they found in the home?
We're not getting specific to that.
How long have they been acquainted
We're still, that's part of the investigation right now. We're going to try to figure out everything we can about this relationship between the people who are involved in this.
Well, do you believe he's out of state?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe he's out of state?
I believe that our bowler will be going outside of the state, and so we'll try to find if he has gone out of state, then that's where we want to get the word out to him. So whether he specifically is, we don't know yet.
Can you shed more light on the mental health issues that you're
aware of? Not at this point. That's information that we received from people during the course of the investigation, so we'll still look into that.
What triggered the need to have a well-being check? Was it a length period of time, or they didn't show up to work?
I think sometimes well-being checks happen for a variety of different reasons, and I think that in this instance there was a phone call regarding that somebody from the family to check on them, so they did.
So it was a family member that asked for that well-being check because they hadn't seen them in a while?
Listen, I'm going to get to the investigation when I can, but for now, this thing, the Marshfield Police responded last night 12 hours ago, so we're not going to have all the information for you right now.
They were stabbed and bludgeoned?
Stabbed and bludgeoned.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you just heard the press conference there reporting from Marshfield Police Headquarters.